This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, the urinating dog, the fearless girl, and gay Trump supporters. Not necessarily in the same story, but we've got those on the way here tonight. With this, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
To the phones, to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Kirk. He's in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening to Kiva. Hello, Kirk.
Hello there.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
The topic we're talking about, the 6-year-old child who refused to stand or say the Pledge of Allegiance. Is that correct?
Yes.
6 or 7.
Yes, a first grader. He's a first grader at a school in Indiana. Mother is now suing the teacher and the principal because they then later forced him to practice saying the pledge.
Okay. I'll probably understand that premise that's being brought up, but I'm going to turn around on you just like I talked to you and told your screener. What if after all this was done, the child was taken by the teacher to the principal, vice versa, taken back, and then paid to recite the Pledge of Allegiance? The parents are brought to their attention, or at least one of them, and then the parents come and say, my child was wrong, and you are right. What's your response on that one?
Just to clarify, just to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying, so similar circumstances, child refuses to say the pledge, taken out of class, forced to do it. You're saying, what would be, or what would we think if the parents backed the teacher and the school rather than backed their son?
That's correct.
I don't think you'd have seen a news story. You know, a 7-year-old has so little voice that wouldn't go, the story would have no legs, so we'd never even find out about that. I suspect it's happened over and over again. I can tell you that my parents sided with the principal in one disciplinary situation when I was in school. It was a private school, but nonetheless, it was a disciplinary situation. They sided with them. And, you know, strangely, the Bradenton Herald didn't write a story about it.
Well, just to answer your question, Kirk, I would say that parents should be able to raise their kids however they want to. They're not my kids. None of my business how they raise them. I think that's, you know, unfortunate that, you know, they wouldn't support their child's viewpoint on that. But ultimately, it's their choice as parents to raise their kids how they want. So
yeah,
whatever.
I would have something to say about it. You know, as a parent, I feel like I could, you know, I don't have a problem commenting on other people's parenting styles. People do this constantly. It's the one thing that you're allowed to do in the world is say, those other parents suck. Right? And so, sure, I would chime in and say, good Lord, I can't believe they would force their kid to say the Pledge of Allegiance if, you know, what kind of overbearing people are those?
I wouldn't stop, yeah. If I had a kid, I wouldn't stop them from playing with their kid or anything like that. I mean, again, speaking your opinion about something is different than really caring one way or the other. Johnny Ray, how would your response be?
Well, my personal feelings are that the American government is just one more flavor of communism, and the U.S. flag is representative of that government. So I support what the kid is doing, and like you said, I think it would be unfortunate if the parents didn't support him either.
Well, see, this is where you and I differ. The way I was taught, because I was always explained, and I always had an open discussion with my parents on, is that I'm pledging to the flag in my country. Not to the damn government.
What evidence do you have that it's a pledge to a country, whatever a country might be? So
is that the land? Is that the plot of land?
Is it dirt, people, or government?
Tell the guy who sounds like he's on crack half the time to be quiet, because half the time he doesn't make any sense.
What I'm talking about is
what I was taught, civic understanding, by the way, my parents and school taught me when I was in elementary and high school, and junior high. We're talking about interpretation. And over the course of time, interpretation of education has gotten so bastardized and liberalized, it's gone beyond any kind of concept of regular civic understanding. So the point I'm making is this. You're correct where the parents have the right to teach their child, but they also need to understand about loyalty to country. We're talking about the United States. We're not talking to government.
Can you explain that? I mean, you insulted me the last time I asked you to clear that up, but I'm asking for clarification because I want to understand what you're saying. When you talk about the country that's not the government, are you talking about the plot of land and the people on it? What do you consider to be the country? What is that?
We're talking about Americanism itself.
Can you define that?
Can you?
I asked you.
I'll go ahead.
Apple pie.
You know, peace, justice,
and... You guys like to come back and say about all the freedoms you have up there in New Hampshire and how everybody should live their lives as they see fit. But when you come to about any kind of civic obedience or use of government to help maintain that civic obedience, you want to throw it out the window and call it your own interpretation. So don't try to throw this back on me when you ain't got the guts enough to do it yourself.
What are you talking about? I don't have the guts to do what?
To define what you consider a country.
Oh,
define? You consider your own
No, you didn't ask me that. You didn't ask me that question. I don't believe in the idea of nations. I just believe in people. So
and
I'd like
you
to.
Still want to enjoy the freedom that the United States of America has over any other country.
Well, actually, the U.S. isn't even the freest country. It's like number 20 or something.
The United States is sliding down the charts as far as world's freest country.
America
sadly.
Has got more people locked in cages per capita than any other country in the world.
Is that what they taught you in the Marine Corps, Johnny Ray?
No, I learned that after I got out.
I just want to mention that. Like, you know, the next thing that's going to happen here is that our patriotism will now be besmirched, and it's always nice to trot out a Marine when that happens.
You can besmirch my patriotism. I don't have any.
Well,
I love liberty.
For 11 years.
I love liberty. I love freedom. I love, you know, the ability to make choices and be free. And I appreciate the freedoms that we do have compared to a lot of the rest of the world here. But that doesn't mean that I worship the state. That doesn't mean that I value indoctrination like, you know, we've been seeing with these schools, Kirk.
And that's why I support you, because each one of us has that individual right to voice our opinions on it. But when you have the majority who don't have the guts enough to want to go out there and say their piece, we all have to remember something. We want to gripe and complain about our government, no matter what the level is, but it's we, the people, who elect those government officials, so we have no one else to blame but ourselves.
I don't know what to do about that, though. It's Ken, right?
No, it's Kirk.
Kirk, excuse me. I don't know what to do about that, Kirk. So, you know, when I vote for president or whatever I vote for, the chances of my candidate getting in are, you know, they're small. It doesn't happen very often for me. I go and I vote.
I had to write my candidate in. He had no chance of.
I'll donate to campaigns. I go out. I'll hold signs. You know, I mean, whatever it might be out there, it's difficult to say that I haven't done that thing in order to achieve whatever the end might be. But, you know, the tyranny rolls on. The United States continues to slide down the charts. Men and women in the armed forces continue to have their lives squandered for nothing. And it just keeps on happening. And I just don't know what to do about it, Kurt, other than complain.
Believe me, brother, I'm there with you because I made a mistake. I was 9.5 years in the Marines, and I was 11 years as a cop. And I spent 4 years over in Iraq as a private security contractor for the employment. It was good money. That's the only reason why I was there. I didn't do anything special except be a standing guard. Nothing fantastic. But there I'm with you because you did both. Whether you're candidate one or not is not the point. The point is that you did exercise your right, which too many people in this country do not do, and yet they still want to come back whine, gripe, and complain.
Well, Kirk, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, and I do agree with him, at least as far as people should express themselves.
I think I agree with him on almost 100% of things.
Yeah.
You know, it gets, you know, there's this kind of, you know, this one sticky spot with things like the pledge and stuff like that. Look, I very, very, very much want to believe that patriotism is about truth, justice, peace, personal responsibility, all of these, you know, positive attributes. But I, it's just
sure feels more like blind flag waving to me when most people are being patriotic.
I'm with,
not questioning.
I'm with Kirk. If you vote, if you voted, then you have no right to complain.
Toll free number here, 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want here. It's Free Talk Live.
Last week at Consensus 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement segregated witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95%, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. And you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Live Sunday edition with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States these days, and if you're expecting government to fix the problems that it's created, well, you're probably going to be waiting a long time. In the meantime, you're not getting any younger, so you probably want to do something about your healthcare, and it doesn't have to be health insurance. I know the government wants you to think that it does, but there are other options, like this free market healthcare company called HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They'll give you access to a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic acupuncture and massage. You'll love the service and the price. They'll even include a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Just go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. And that, again, is HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts to Albuquerque, where Eddie is on the line, the program director and owner of Kiva. Hey there, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, Ian? Hey,
what's
so
on your
you
mind?
Just made a, just a quick question.
Yes.
You said you have no patriotism. Can you explain that to the audience here?
Sure.
What
if,
does that mean?
Well, you know, if we first of all, it is important to agree on our terms. So if we're using a dictionary definition of patriotism, it would be, according to dictionary.com, devoted love, support, and defense of one's country, national loyalty. And I have loyalty to the ideas of liberty, but I don't have any loyalty to the arbitrary landmass or the state or, you know, the federal government. I have no loyalty to those, you know, man-created structures. I only have loyalty to the ideas of freedom. So that, by definition, doesn't make me a patriot.
Okay. Okay. Let me understand, though, when you say, like, this is a kind of a difficult thing to tackle from the standpoint, if you don't have, you know, allegiance to your country or allegiance to, I mean, and it's not arbitrary, those are actual boundaries as defined by our country itself, and you're not swearing allegiance to that. You're swearing allegiance to the idea of the formation of the collective of the country, of the states that have come together to formulate our countries, which
I'm specifically against. I mean, I'm against the idea of the national government. I want to see secession happen.
I'm not talking about the government, though, Ian, because, you know, every state, if you're familiar with the Convention of States, then, you know, the states can call into action and hold the government accountable. And I think as your previous caller was trying to get to the point, is he doesn't have allegiance to his government either, blind allegiance. He has allegiance to the idea that formulated this country. So when you say you don't have any patriotism, yet you're espousing liberty, you're espousing all these various other things, those are the very ideas that this country was founded upon. Even though we've strayed, even though we've moved away, you know, he is on your side as well as Mark's side in terms of, yes, he will defend those things against, you know, all enemies of those ideas, foreign and domestic. You don't have to say country. You don't have to say government. It just, like, slaps me in the face when you say that you have zero patriotism, because I don't think that that's true.
Yeah, I think that, you know, people define all this stuff differently, and that's one of the difficulties that we confront here. Is when you got a government school telling a you know, 11-year-old, or excuse me, a government school telling a you know, government kid that they got to say a government pledge, then you know, that's it, it's in many ways it's that area where people who would call themselves patriots and people who would be, I don't know, this very rare breed that's anti-American that we hear so much about, right? You know, like, maybe I am that breed. I don't think of myself that way, but, you know, I've certainly been called that more than one time simply because I say this kid shouldn't have to say the pledge, and I would go a step further and say, I don't think the pledge is such a hot idea. And, you know, whereas when you say patriotism, when you're defining patriotism, you're just saying virtuousness. And yeah, I'm all about virtuousness.
Yeah, you're right. In the, I think within the understanding of the way this country was founded upon it, I think what Ian is trying to do is separate himself from the modern day definition of what these people commercially call patriotism. Flying a flag, you know, running out there with their, you know, trucks and whatever, and doing all this kind of, you know, crazy thing, and we're going to attack the Taliban, and you know what I'm saying, of course. I think Ian stepping away from that, I just think that Ian is a patriot, And I think that it's wrong for him to say that he's not a patriot because he's defending those values in their original form. And I would probably say, you know, the only caveat to that is we actually, and it's not undefined. It's not an undefined country. It's not an undefined idea. They're defined. It's just that they've been redefined by media. They've been redefined by, you know, marketability, various other things that people are flying. But, you know, I would say that Ian is very much a patriot. Unfortunately, I think in the modern definition, in the way that it's commercially defined, it's not happening that way. And I think that's what Ian is trying to separate himself
well,
from.
Well, you know, I appreciate where you're coming from. And certainly if you want to consider that about me, that's totally fine. I understand what you're saying, that you believe that allegiance to the idea of liberty is patriotic. Of course,
yes,
the founders at the time the country was founded, they didn't really care about the liberty of the American Indians. But, you know, regardless, I understand the sentiment of what it is that you're saying.
But at some point, Ian, I think you have to sort of define who the subject matters, as you set out at the beginning of this conversation, as long as we can agree on those terms. Let's face it, American Indians, or I guess they would just be called natives at that point. They wouldn't even be called Americans. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be considered part of that definition because how would they participate in the collective assimilation of a set of ideas? They couldn't. They didn't even speak the same language. So, you know, there wasn't exactly a live and live in terms of defining, you know, what we were going to become with the ideas of escaping religious persecution in Britain.
Eddie, thanks for calling in. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. I just know you're a patriot.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You can define me however makes you feel good. I believe in freedom. I believe in liberty for everybody everywhere in the world. I'm not interested in taking on some, you know, arbitrary landmass that was, you know, thrown at me by people who are not even alive today. Obviously, I've settled in a place called New Hampshire, and because people do believe in these land masses and these borders, you know, those are very real in people's minds. I wish we could wake up tomorrow morning and not have governments and not have borders and just have people living free. But
you say
we're a long way away from that.
Humans, it's my contention, humans need governments.
Uh-huh.
Whether that government needs to be forced upon you from a top-down sort of system, whether that government needs to claim a given landmass in order to be able to protect people. I think the role of government fundamentally is protection, that if you're looking for essentially an insurance policy or something to, you know, protect you from poverty and that sort of thing, then, you know, that's what insurance companies would be for. We need poverty insurance, and perhaps if government got out of that business, then somebody would step in.
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate your clarifying. Governments as we know them, I mean, until we finally have the government that actually allows people to leave and join as they wish, then, you know.
Cruise ships, right? Like, you get to join a cruise ship. They claim dominion over a given area.
No, there's a government who has dominion over the cruise ships. They're all licensed under some state. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if they don't pay their fees, I imagine that state will forcibly take the ship. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are about 1 week away now from Father's Day, and that means your time is running out to get your order in over at omahasteaks.com. If you want to get something real special for Dad, presuming that Dad loves steak, or maybe bison from the Golden Plains, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, vegetables, they've got a huge selection over at Omaha Steaks, and you can get a super special offer of 80% off, a limited time offer to Free Talk Live listeners for Father's Day. It's an amazing deal that includes, for $49.99, the following. We've got these things here at the studio. That you had a couple of them delivered, one for you, Mark, one for Daryl, one for me.
Nice.
So our freezer here is loaded up with two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, their Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and four additional burgers. They threw those in for free. It's an amazing deal. What you have to do to get this deal for $49.99, limited-time package, you go to omahasteaks.com, type in the code FTL into the search bar on the site. So you type in FTL, you'll see Free Talk Live kind of pops up below it. You click that, and that takes you to the page where you can get access to this special $49.99 offer. Of course, you can order anything else that you like from the site, but this is a great introduction to Omaha Steaks, the variety yep. of options that they have, the amazing price, considering this comes straight to your door, packed with dry ice in a cooler. I mean, this is, you know, a very, very nice gift to get somebody that you care about or to get yourself. But again, Father's Day is coming up, so this is a perfect gift for Dad. OmahaSteaks.com. Use code FTL in the search bar, and you'll get the special offer. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Will. He's calling us from Tennessee and listening online via TuneIn. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you tonight?
Hey, it's Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. What's on your mind, Will?
Well, I heard you guys were going to be discussing the Fearless Girl and everything that happened in New York.
What that happened in New York?
Fearless Girl?
Fearless Girl. I heard you guys talking earlier that you were going to be bringing up Fearless Girl. And
yeah, Johnny Ray had a story about apparently a urinating dog being put next to the Fearless Girl. Apparently there's a statue of a girl that was put in front of the bulls on Wall Street. But we haven't actually gotten to the story, so what do you know about it?
Oh, well, actually, this was actually something that happened yesterday with Fearless Girl, where protesters in New York City dressed her up in a burqa and took pictures of themselves with her as they mock and hurl curses at Muslims through there. What ended up happening, though, was the organizer of this big anti-Muslim protest in New York City, one of the organizers had a heart attack during the protest and had to be rushed from the scene in an ambulance. And being the crazy guy that I am, I came up with this this idea that wouldn't it be nice if, you know, we took someone who's, you know, basically had a heart attack from getting themselves whipped into a frenzy over their hatred of Muslims, if we got Muslims to pay for the medical expenses that that heart attack incurred. So we started a Launch Good campaign. Last night, it's already raised over $1,000. By last night, I mean like 5 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
But, in the last, few hours, we've raised about $1,000. There have been over 50 donors. Got huge, great response, online, in social media. But, yeah, I thought you were going to be talking about that story with Fearless Girl so I could lead you into that story, but I guess I was incorrect.
No, that's interesting. Now the Launch Good, I know you've mentioned that before. That's like a crowd-raise fundraising platform, but it's like, is it just for Muslims or Muslim projects or what?
It's run by Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company. It's a startup project that was started by a guy that I know named Chris. And basically, we had him on the Call to Freedom a couple months ago, and he said that he created this platform, because he wanted to remind Muslims that they are a community of doers, not a community of victims.
Mm.
And that basically it's a way for, us as members of the American Muslim community kind of empower each other financially to do these different good things, like the money for the Call to Freedom, for all of our equipment, we raise on Launch Good in the matter of about 3 days. We raise money for the Porcupine Freedom Festival on Launch Good. And Launch Good also raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to repair Jewish cemeteries. They raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the victims in the Portland attack a few weeks ago. They raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the victims of the San Bernardino attack. So they do really great work, and I went to Chris, and I was like, look, man, I got this idea, and he was like, you know, I don't know. I mean, there could be negative reaction because this guy's, like, out there protesting about how he hates Muslims, and now you want to, like, help him. And I was like, you know, the Prophet ﷺ, there was a woman who used to pour garbage and entrails and things on his back when he prayed in the morning, and one day he woke up, and she didn't come and do it. And he was concerned about her, and he went and checked on her and saw she was physically ill and sent for a doctor to come and take care of her. So if we want to emulate and we want to show that example to the public, then whether it's controversial or not,
that's
it's
awesome.
Something that should be done. And Chris said, okay, we'll do it. And, you know, Alhamdulillah's had a really great reaction. The link is launchgood.com/project/Frank. Because the gentleman who had the heart attack, his first name is Frank. He is a leader in the anti-Muslim movement in New York City. And we wanted to return... We do too, and we wanted to return a harsh word with a good action.
I think that's awesome. And so you don't have to be... So wait, what was it? Launchgood.com?
Backslash projects.
Okay.
Yes,
I just put in...
Frank.
Okay, I had just put in project, so I didn't get I didn't catch the S there. So launchco.com/projects/Frank, and you don't have to be a Muslim to contribute. It's just that the Muslims are putting this fundraiser together.
Organized by Muslims on a platform hosted by Muslims. Most of the donations thus far, the 50-some-odd donations, have been by Muslims. But you don't have to be Muslim to donate at all.
Maybe I'm mistyping it again here. Launchgood.com/project/Frank is not coming up for me. But
well, then I will send you the link.
Yeah, please do.
It was working for me earlier. I will. I'll send it out to you in just a minute or two.
Okay. And then we'll mention whatever it is on the air. And you'll have to give us an update on this, if you would, Will,
as
this develops. How long does the launch good last? Because I know, like with Kickstarter or Indiegogo, there's usually some set amount of time. Is this an ongoing thing?
We set this one until July the 8th.
Okay.
But hopefully we will come up with the $10,000 long before then. I mean, like I said, it's not even been up a full 24 hours, and they've already raised over $1,000
from
over 50 donors. So, and again, it says it's a picture of him. It says right in the pitch for a donation, this guy led an anti-Muslim protest.
Mm-hmm.
He led protesters to attack Muslims. And what we want to do is we want to pay his medical bills because that's the right thing to do. We see that he's unhealthy. We see that something has happened to him. And the right thing for Muslims to do is to react with that with kindness.
Very good. Hey, are we going to see you at Somalia Fest next week? I know you're gearing up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to show up Sunday morning sometime, hopefully.
Okay.
We'll be doing the Porcupine Freedom Fest food that we normally do, where we bring Ramadan with us. So we're going to have the free Eid the free Eid dinner every night the whole time that we're there, just like we always would any other time.
That's awesome. We'll look forward to seeing you, and thank you as always.
Hope to see you in a few days.
Take care. Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty, and his website, Muslims4Liberty.org. Great organization, and it's a really interesting approach, I got to say, to, you know, rather than being angry and mad at this person who is obviously angry and mad about them, they're showing that they care. And I think it's really a powerful thing to do.
It's probably the most powerful thing that one can do in that circumstance. It's probably the only thing that could be convincing.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It reminds me of when I donated money to Susan the Bruce's medical bills here in New Hampshire, who's one of the most vitriolic anti-liberty people out there.
I didn't know that.
I did. Yeah, well, I didn't put it out all over the place. I just, you know, kind of gave her some money. And I don't know if she knew it. But either way, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Of course, if you want to get behind Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is to amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. And that is money that we can then invest into getting on more radio stations around the country by reaching directly out to their program directors and talking to them about Free Talk Live, doing industry advertising, doing some internet advertising, reaching new internet listeners, which we need to figure out what to do there because we've yet to really kind of nail down our new internet strategy now that we have broken away the LRN.FM satellite feeds into their own fundraiser over at fund.lrn.fm. The AMP program has a few couple hundred bucks or so that we could put into some internet outreach. So still looking for some good ideas on that front. So if you want to contribute ideas, you can join us discussing that sort of thing on our AMP-only Facebook group, which is one of the perks you'll get as a Free Talk Live amplifier. We also have the AMP badge now available on the forum, the new Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com. Amplifiers also get access to a special AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials our normal podcast does. And you get some other perks, too. So go and get the full list over at amp.freetalklive.com where you can get signed up with Bitcoin. You can use credit cards and PayPal to get signed up. It's $5 a month, and it makes a big difference for us when you do it. So please, great way to directly support this program's continued expansion. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, lots in the news to talk about. Our last caller did just bring up this statue, the Fearless Girl. Now, it wasn't the story, Johnny Ray, that you had intended to discuss tonight. He was talking about a protest where people put a burqa on the Fearless Girl that apparently just happened within the last few days. But this is another story about that same Fearless Girl. This is a statue of a girl who's sort of standing in front of with her, like, arms pouting at the side or whatever, right, that where she's standing in front. Is she staring down the bulls, or is her back to the bulls?
She's staring down the bulls. She's okay. Got a sort of a defiant attitude, but not a belligerent expression, just a sense of fearlessness.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think that this is probably put out there by people who, you know, want to see Wall Street and the banks brought to heel. You know, that we're the little guys and we're going to stand up to you, that kind of thing.
The Fearless Girl statue was commissioned by a financial institution to in order to promote one of their funds.
Ah, fun. And I think that that's a fair thing to say is that Wall Street is driven in large part by 401ks of Americans' retirements. So when you say you're going to stop Wall Street, don't forget you're talking about stopping people who've got enough, you know, wherewithal just to save a little bit of money. People who've made that decision, that sacrifice in their life to save some money. That's another difficulty. Look, I don't support the way the decisions that banks made or anything like that. And I'm very, very clear that nobody went to prison for the banking scandal. But the politicians paved the road for all this stuff to happen, and nobody ever wants to hold them responsible.
We're going to get into what happened with the, apparently now a urinating dog has been added to the mix, and Johnny,
I'm pretty sure it's gone now.
Oh, it's gone already.
Actually, it didn't last more than a day.
Well, we'll get into it coming up here in moments, but we're actually going to the phones, in this case to Skype, where we have our first ever Skype video call. We've been able to look at your video up until now, but now we actually have added the, thanks to some fancy software behind the scenes here, the ability to actually mix in your video with ours. So welcome to Zach in Minnesota. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm kind of honored. I'm the first ever. Am I coming through okay?
So far, a little bit of a hiccup there, but that happens sometimes. Go ahead.
Okay. If not, we can go to audio only. Just let me know.
Yep.
So I just wanted to touch base real quick on the call that was about the pledge. And he brought up a lot of things that I hear a lot, and I also need to put out my qualifications for the people I'm about to make upset. I was in the reserves, Navy and Air Force. I know that doesn't mean a lot to you guys sitting in the room, but it means something.
It means a lot to a lot of
folks
people
who are listening to this. Now, this thing about the pledge. Yeah. So this thing about the pledge. There's a couple things I want to touch on, because I hear this quite frequently, that it's not the government, it's the people and the country and the mountains and the birds and the rainbows and all that crap.
Yep.
I think that's a lot of malarkey. If we just look at the words that are in the pledge, I think we can pretty much put that argument to bed. Because I'm a big fan of language and semantics, and Ian, I know you are as well, because words matter, mm-hmm. because they have meanings. So there's a couple words, just allegiance, pledging loyalty, a commitment to something. That's one thing. A republic.
Well, I don't have a problem with commitment, but liege, it's important to point out that liege comes from, you know, like a king, right? Like, my liege. Mm-hmm. That's what allegiance comes
right.
from. It's saying that you know, you're giving that kind of fidelity to a king, and it's equating the U.S. government, you know, an organization that was instituted from breaking off from a king. Just the very term of allegiance being used in that circumstance is telling.
Right, allegiance. It's from feudal times.
Yeah,
when you would pledge your loyalty or fealty to a lord or a king or anything like that. That's what the word means. And I think that's very important, because you're pledging allegiance to something. And what is that something, I think, is the crux of this argument. A lot of people, it's the government, and a lot of people will say it's the country. And I think it's quite obviously the government. Because, again, so the words are, to the flag and to the republic for which it stands.
Yeah, that's the government.
That flag is a government symbol. That flag wasn't created to represent Yosemite Park and the lakes and the birds. And it's a government symbol.
Right. If you look at the elements of the flag, you've got the 50 stars, which stand for the 50 states bound together in this union. And then what, the 13 original colonies are the red and the white. Isn't that right?
Right. And then blue is always, it's very much a color of government.
So, I mean, that's all government mixed in together. That's the whole point of the flag.
Yep.
Yeah, and the last bit I wanted to touch on it is that when you force or expect such an oath like that, it really takes the meaning out of it. And force doesn't need to be a gun to your head. It can be societal pressure. And if you're going to give the stink eye and throw a beer at some guy at a football game because he won't stand up for the pledge, you're forcing him to do it. And that takes all of the meaning. And I just want to close with, I just think it's funny to reflect on that the kind of people who most commonly, who are the fiercest supporters of saying the pledge and making it all but compulsory, the fiercest supporters of that tend to be conservation, white Southern conservatives, who their grandfathers and great-grandfathers fought in a war against the government.
And they often, at times, fly the Confederate flag, which is strange.
Right. They staunchly defend this pledge that was by a Yankee socialist from New York.
Yeah.
So you guys out there who really love this pledge, I just want you to think about the things that I said here, and that it's not to the country. There's no argument for that. It's absolutely to the government.
Great points. Zach, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for being our guinea pig there with our very first video connection. So thank you for that.
So,
toll-free number, by the way, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
This often comes to mind for me, which is the is America the Beautiful, this song that at one point was considered for the national anthem. And if they had the kids sing this, I think there'd be a lot fewer problems. It doesn't have the messed up verbiage. There's singing involved, and that's great. America the Beautiful is the kind of song that people can sing. And it doesn't, I mean, it's specific. It's very specific, right? Amber waves of grain, purple mountains, majesty, fruited plain. You know, it's got this God shed his grace on the situation. But, you know, every country believes that God likes them.
It's still brainwashing.
What's it brainwash them to say? It doesn't say, we love the government, which is what the pledge says.
Yeah, but that's what national anthems do. They give people that warm feeling in their hearts about their government. 855-4 and how it's the best government in the whole world. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.